Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stulting.
Shantae waited in line at graduation. She had befriended her dad on Facebook, and she had invited him to come see her graduate. It took a flash of bravery for her to click send on her message to him. Now she took a step forward in line for her diploma. Each step pushed her towards where she could see the lineup of parents to join her on stage. Her mom stood there alone. He hadn't shown again, and that showed a lot to Shantae. Tears fell, but her Heavenly Father collected her tears. This week, as we focus on Father's Day, I desire to point everybody to look to your Heavenly Father and remember Him on Father's Day. When we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, we are adopted as a full-fledged heir along with Christ. And we have God, our Creator, as our parent, the perfect parent. So you may be an adult who still hurts because of what your dad did or did not do, but you have a Heavenly Father waiting for you to just lean back in His arms, His everlasting arms. And He has said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. And today, I invite you to become like a little child again. Make new memories with your Heavenly Father. Jesus said in Matthew 18, verse 3, truly I say to you, unless you repent, change, turn about, and become like little children. It says little children, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving. That's what little children are, aren't they? He said, unless you repent, change, turn about, and become like little children, trusting, lowly, loving, forgiving, you can never enter the kingdom of heaven at all. So today, I invite you, and I remind myself, let's repent of running away from our Heavenly Father, and let's spend time with Him and lean on Him, rely on Him. And if you haven't yet put your faith and trust in Jesus, you can get a fresh start as a fully adopted child of God. Instead of running away from Him, run to Him. Receive what Jesus did for you on the cross. He rose again and conquered sin and death, took our place in capital punishment for our rebellion. And all we need to do is trust in Him, repent, believe in Him, and receive Him in our hearts. So, no one is too old to be born again, and you can get a fresh start with your Heavenly Father today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this time to focus on you. And this Father's Day, we just run to you. We cry out, Abba, Father, and we know that you are with us. And we thank you for your love. We thank you for being the perfect parent. And some of us have never run to you. We've been running away. And right now, we put our faith and trust in Jesus, not in good works or our own version of religion, but in you, Lord Jesus. We receive you in our hearts. We repent of our sins. We know we've done wrong. And we ask you to come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Forgive us and make us born again right now. We just cry out to you, Father, and we love you and thank you for making us your full-fledged adopted children. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So again, we have a prayer tip of the week, and that is to look up Bible verses about God's God being our Father, and post them different places. And then also, I invite you to share about Jesus with people in your life and spend time with little kids and tell them about Jesus. And it's an amazing thing to spend time with them and observe their simple, beautiful faith. And so I really encourage you to do that. And I also hope that you'll join us same time, same station next week. And remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And we can enjoy God together. He is so good, so holy, so real, so true. He'll never forsake you. And remember that Jesus loves you.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.